This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa won election Friday with just over 50% of the ballots as the ruling party maintained control of the government in the first vote since the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairwoman Priscilla Chigumba made the announcement.
Therefore, Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF Party is therefore duly declared elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
The opposition almost certain to challenge the results in the courts or in the streets. While the election day was peaceful and a break from the past deadly violence on Wednesday against people protesting alleged vote rigging reminded many Zimbabweans of the decades of military-backed repression under Mugabe. State prosecutors who preemptively sued months ago to block anticipated efforts by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to weaken car fuel efficiency standards are blasting the Trump administration for just that, vowing to continue their fight in court. American Public Health Association Executive Director George Benjamin says the proposal to roll back the Obama-era mileage standards will increase pollution and make people sicker.
This proposal by the administration will result directly in more heart attacks, more asthma attacks, more sick kids, and more spending out of our pockets for sick care.
Officials in the Trump administration said their actions would make autos more affordable and that would make roads safer. And Apple now, the world's first publicly traded company to be valued at $1 trillion. The milestone was reached on Thursday, marking the latest triumph for the company. This is VOA.